What is up? Welcome back. My name is Noah Hills. You can find me on Twitter at No More Parties. And happy Thanksgiving to all the boys, the girls, everyone else out there. This week, we're back with another Thursday Night Football Prize Picks video. This time with a three-game slate for Thanksgiving. Our first multi-game slate of the season. Last week, I think we went 2-3, sitting at like 70%, maybe 67% hit rate on the season on these prop bets, but let's get into it. Because of the three-game slate, I'm going to do the main five for the 5x5 flex play, and then I'm going to do five honorable mentions. Usually I have two, between zero and two. This time I'll have five, so the first line I like in the main 5x5 is Stephon Diggs, 89.5 receiving yards. I like the over. He's averaging 103.3 receiving yards per game this season and has hit this line in 7 out of 10 games. And the Lions give up the third most receiving yards per game to wide receivers. AJ Brown got him for 155. DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett in the same game had 149 and 91. Jacoby Myers went for 111. Tyreek and Waddle in the same game, 188 and 106. Alan Lazard had 87. In the same game, Wandale Robinson had 100, while Darius Slayton had 86. Like, they're getting carved up. Stephon Diggs is one of the best receivers in the league. I like him to go over this line on Thanksgiving. The next line I like is Saquon Barkley, 76.5 rushing yards. I like the over again. He's averaging 95.3 rushing yards per game this season and has hit 77 plus in 6 out of his 10 games. And the Cowboys are top 10 or bottom 10, whatever, in most rushing yards given up to running backs. They're 8th in the league giving up rushing yards to running backs per game. And even since like Dak came back, where they're scoring more points and these games aren't as like close as they have been for opposing offenses, even since Dak came back, like, teams have been running on them. Jamal Williams had 79 yards. Khalil Herbert and David Montgomery had 99 and 53 in the same game. Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon had 138 and 65 in the same game. Dalvin Cook had 72 last week. And in three of those games were times when Dallas won by at least 18 points. So it's not like, even if this game gets away from the Giants a little bit, like it has for these, you know, kind of like the Lions got killed. I think the Vikings lost by like 37 points. These teams are still running on Dallas, even in negative game script. So I think Saquon can hit this line, even if this turns out to be a blowout in favor of the Cowboys. The next line I like is Tony Pollard, 66.5 rushing yards. He's averaging 70.1 per game this season, and has hit this line in 6 out of 10 games, including each of his last 4. And yeah, Zeke's been in and out of the lineup for those 4 games. I think he missed 2 of those, played like 35% or fewer of the snaps in the other 2. But the Giants give up the 5th most rushing yards per game to running backs, and Pollard is like entirely capable of going for 67 or more rushing yards on fewer than like 15 carries. Like, if Zeke is going to play and have a large role in this offense, Pollard can still hit this line. He's done it 5 times this season, getting 67 or more rushing yards on fewer than 15 carries. And 4 of those games had Zeke in the lineup. So it's not like he needs to have the backfield to himself in order to hit this line. And actually, he's got 14 career games with 67 or more rushing yards. He averages 12.6 carries in those games and had 15 or more carries in just 2 of those games. So workload concerns with Zeke back, you know, whatever. This isn't a very high line for a guy who's been playing really well lately. I like Tony Pollard to get 66.5 rushing yards over that this game. The fourth line I like is Jacoby Myers, 50.5 receiving yards. I like the over. He's averaging 63.6 per game this season and has hit this over in 6 out of his 8 games. And the Vikings give up the second most receiving yards per game to wide receivers. It's pretty much that simple. Jacoby Myers has been productive this year. He's been consistent this year. And the Vikings are getting thrown on all over the place. So Jacoby Myers, 50.5 receiving yards. I like the over. The last line of this 5x5 is TJ Hawkinson fantasy points, 10.0. I like the over. He's averaging 12 fantasy points per game since joining the Vikings, what, like 3-4 weeks ago now? And he's hit this line in 2 of 3 games with the Vikings. And the only game in which he didn't hit this line was last week when he had 8.4 PPR points while dropping a target like right at the goal line. So he could have had a touchdown, another reception, another like 5 yards on top of that. And he just like happened to drop that play. But the point is like he's been productive and he's been getting a lot of opportunity. He's averaging 9.3 targets per game in Minnesota, and the only players in the entire league with more targets over the last 3 weeks than TJ Hawkinson are Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, and DeAndre Hopkins. Those are
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Five of the most elite receivers plus a tight end in the entire league, TJ Hockenson is the next guy on the list as far as being the most targeted player in the league over the last 3 weeks. And the Pats are bottom 10 in the NFL in fantasy points allowed to tight end. So it's a decent little matchup here. He's been productive lately. He's basically 3 for 3 on this line in 3 games with the Vikings other than dropping a touchdown. So I like Hockenson to go over 10 fantasy points this week. So that's the initial 5x5. Diggs over on receiving yards. Barkley over on rushing yards. Pollard over on rushing yards. Myers over on receiving yards. Hockenson over on fantasy points. The next five, honorable mention, 5x5 number 2, whatever you want to call it. The first line I like there is Mac Jones, 22.5 passing yards. I like the over here. He's averaging 228.8 per game this season and has hit this line in half of his games. He's played 6 games, hit this line in 3 of them. But the Vikings are allowing the second most passing yards per game, and opposing quarterbacks have hit this line in 8 out of 10 games against Minnesota. And opposing quarterbacks are actually averaging 284 passing yards per game against the Vikings. That's like, what, 68 yards of wiggle room on this line for Mac Jones. He's been more productive than this season. The Vikings are not a great pass defense. Things are lining up for this to be a nice little Mac Jones day. The second line is Dalvin Cook, 17 fantasy points. I like the under, actually. He's averaging 15.7 fantasy points per game this season, but he's only hit this line in 3 out of his 10 games, and he's actually got 2 games this season in which he scored a touchdown and still not hit this line. So it's not even like, oh, if he scores a touchdown, we're fucked. It's not really touchdown or bust here. It could be touchdown and bust. And the Patriots give up the fewest fantasy points to running backs, but things aren't looking good for Dalvin Cook this week. The third line I like is Kirk Cousins, 0.5 interceptions. I like the over. Kirk has 8 picks in 10 games this season and has thrown a pick in half of his games. The Pats defense didn't pick off any passes last week. It sounds like like Peter Piper picked a pepper. But before that, they had at least 1 interception in 8 straight games, and overall, they're averaging the 5th most interceptions per game in the league and have at least 1 pick in 8 out of their 10 games. So they didn't have a pick in week 1, didn't have a pick last week, but every other game, they have at least 1 interception. Kirk has 8 on the season. This looks like a game where Kirk Cousins would throw an interception. The fourth line I like as part of this second 5x5 or honorable mentions is Josh Allen, 42.5 rushing yards. I like the over. He's averaging 48.3 rushing yards per game this season, and he's hit this line in 6 out of his 10 games, including 3 games above 70 yards and another game over 55 yards, 56 yards I think in that game. And the Lions give up the most rushing yards per game to quarterbacks in the entire NFL. That stat in particular I think kind of mostly has to do with just the quarterbacks they've played, but it's happened, and we know Josh Allen can run, so it's better than if they weren't giving up any, you know, rushing yards to quarterbacks. So he's a running quarterback. He's been hitting this number. Quarterbacks have been running all over the Lions. Check, check. I like Josh Allen to go over 42.5 rushing yards. And the last prop I like here is Jamal Williams, 0.5 touchdowns from scrimmage. I like the over. Jamal Williams has 12 touchdowns this season in 10 games, so he's averaging more than a touchdown per game, and he's scored in 6 out of 10 games. He has 19 carries inside the 5-yard line this season, which is easily the most in the league. Second place is Joe Mixon with 15, then we got Derrick Henry with 11, then we got Saquon Barkley and Leonard Fournette both have 10. Nobody else is in the double digits. So even like what the third and fourth place guys have almost half of what Jamal Williams has as far as you know, carries inside the 5-yard line. He's just getting fed when the Lions get close to the goal line. The Bills are exactly middle of the road. They're 16th in the league as far as like giving up touchdowns to running backs. But if the Lions get near the goal line even one time in this game, I would bet on a Jamal Williams touchdown, like even versus the field. Like he has as many touchdowns from the 5-yard line and in than the rest of the Lions team combined. Like if they get close to the goal line, it's probably a Jamal Williams touchdown. I would imagine they get close to the goal line at some point in this game. He's been a touchdown machine. I like him to score on Thanksgiving. So that's the second 5x5. Mac Jones over passing yards, Dalvin Cook under fantasy points, Kirk Cousins over on picks, Josh Allen over rushing yards, Jamal Williams scoring a touchdown. There you have it, a double dose for you on Thanksgiving. I should have made a pun about getting seconds, but I don't know. I have nothing else to say. Hopefully you enjoy some excellent quality time with your families. Have a great holiday, and see you next week. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.